Mark, you know, I know that we'll talk a bit about this later in another segment, but the reason for government collecting DNA from everything from saliva and blood samples to fingerprints and facial scans to now even voice patterns is really varied. And in the massive Chinese expansion article that Sam read to us here a bit ago, Chinese government officials say that this collection is all positive, good for the citizens, and can actually act as, quote, precision-guided weapon for crime-solving, end quote. And, of course, they go on and list a host of other benefits. But my question to you, Mark, is this. Can you objectively name just a few truly good benefits from collecting and storing such massive personal information, if there are any? And then, in addition to that, name a few of the most obviously already known or likely potential dreadful impacts that would undermine freedom as we've known it through this particular process.
Sure. There are advantages to the collection of biometrics. For instance, we need to have the biometrics of people that have been found guilty of crimes and have a database of those biometrics. We need to have biometrics in a situation that a fingerprint is left at a crime scene. So we'd like to be able to search databases to see if that fingerprint is in a criminal database so we can determine who committed the crime. I want to make it clear, we're not opposed to biometrics per se with warrants and other appropriate measures. But mandating that all Americans are in a biometric database, we are opposed to. And yes, the obvious problem, if you want to call it that, is the use of what we call remote biometric identification. That primarily is facial recognition, being able to identify people in public, be able to surveil those people and track those people. That was used at the 2012 Republican National Convention. It's well documented. At a concert in Boston, Keystone Pipeline protest, etc.